Also, a big happy birthday going out to a local business in town.
Yeah.
Windmill Animal Hospital turning 2 years old today.
It's already been 2 years?
That's what I was thinking. I was one of the very first bunch of people that went in to see them, and they took good care of my dog, and great staff out there, wonderful people, but I didn't think they'd been here 2 years either yet.
Yeah, it's crazy, because that was right around the time that my dad was still working at the hospital at that time.
Yeah.
And I remember when they were just barely clearing that land out and getting ready to build there and stuff. Wow.
I saw the windmill and stuff go up, but the signs hadn't gone up yet, so I was like, what is that going to be?
I was thinking it was going to be some type of restaurant with some type of, I don't know, like Western theme or something or other.
Yeah.
And then when it was a Windmill Animal Hospital, I was like, oh nice.
Interesting. Yeah.
But I hear good things about it, Pete.
You know what? Like I said, I'm a customer. I take my pets there. Fortunately, I have pretty good health pets, so I don't have to go there that often, but I have good health. Does that make sense? Good health pets? I have healthy pets.
You have healthy pets.
There we go.
There you go.
I have healthy pets because of Dr. Price and her staff and everybody. So, you know, we get our heartworm medicine from them and all that good stuff. So, nonetheless, a great, great, great animal hospital here in town. Hands down, I recommend them. And I use them, like I said, so good people. They are the premier family pet healthcare center facility here in Abilene. The doctors and staff really have a very good bedside manner. They take care of dogs, cats, and other pets. You know, really true family members. You know, your four-legged furry friends are definitely part of the family, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, that's true, Pete. And that's one of the things I can say. Some people, and I know I used to be this person back in the day, and I'd sit there and I'd be like, how can people consider why do they treat their pets like a human being? And then I actually happened to get one of those dogs that became like a human being to me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so you definitely want somebody that's going to take care of that little furry family member of yours. So definitely you want to stop by and see our friends over at Windmill Animal Hospital. They are like super advanced too. I actually got the opportunity to take a tour of their facility. They've got like laser surgeries that they do. And you know how like the x-rays, like usually like when you get an x-ray, you get the film and you put it up on the board and you look at it.
Right.
They have digital x-rays. So it comes up on a screen.
Wow.
And you can actually enhance it and look at the bone in a whole different way and see. It's just amazing the way they do things.
That's crazy.
And you know, you hear all these things like laser and high-tech x-rays and you're thinking, woo, they're really expensive.
Right.
Trust me, they were very affordable in my opinion. And I'm all about price and affordability and things like that. And they were very affordable to me. So if you haven't stopped in or if you've been looking for a vet or whatever the case may be, we want you to stop by and see our friends at Windmill Animal Hospital. They're located at 2 Windmill Circle, which is right next to Sam's.
Right. And, you know, Pete, let me ask you this real quick, just because you're a customer and you've been using them now for your pets for a while now.
Yeah, yeah.
But one of the things I got to ask you is you using other vets here in this area. What's the biggest difference, would you say?
You know, the biggest thing that I noticed was, honestly, the bedside manner. When I went in, I just felt like they cared. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
I felt like they cared about my animal. They cared about me. They were really good to come in and say, okay, here's what we think we need to do as far as treatment goes. But before we do that, here's what it's going to cost.
Right.
And it broke it down for me so I could see, you know, this was going to be 25. This was going to be 85. This was going to be, you know, 15. This was going to be 7. And, you know, ultimately it's up to the pet owner to decide what treatments are or are not going to be done.
Right.
But I like the fact that I kind of knew and that it wasn't at the end of the visit, okay, your total is 395. You know, it wasn't that at all.
Right.
So you're not caught off guard kind of thing. And I really like that. And then, of course, the people were just really friendly. The rooms that they have are super cool, very high tech. You know, they're very clean. And even though a lot of people may joke or laugh at the commercial, it smells good too.
Yeah.
It really and truly does smell good in there. It doesn't smell like dog. I've walked into some vet's offices before and it just smells like wet dog funkiness, you know.
It smells like a vet's office.
Yeah, and it really does smell good in there too. So nonetheless, we want you to check out our friends at Windmill Animal Hospital. Give them a call at 698-VETS. That's 698-8387. Or you can also check them out online, and that's at windmillvet.com, windmillvet.com. And when you do, be sure and let them know you heard about them here on La Voz 93.3.
That's right, Pete. And you know what? It's that time. Time for us to wish Windmill Animal Hospital a second birthday. Are you
okay,
ready?
A second birthday?
Yeah, let's get all the dog choir together.
Okay,
you ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go. Ready? Go. Love it. Good stuff.
Man, you know what? And all that took was just one bag of treats, Pete, to
one
do that.
Bag of treats and about a 24-hour period of training there.
Right.
It's hard to get like 7 or 8 dogs together at one time and they all cooperate.
Yeah. You know, and there was a set of twins in there.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They were paternal twins.
Now we're just like, don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, anyways, a big happy second birthday.
I don't know. Paternal twins and animals?
Well, you know what? We can always call Windmill Animal Hospital and find out.
Yes. So. Also, don't forget, if you're needing a groomer and stuff like that, they also offer a full line of grooming services and all that. All right. So happy birthday, Windmill Animal Hospital. Welcome to our community 2 years now.
All right, good deal. And make sure you let them know about it, that you heard about it here on Level 73.3 FM. It's the Morning Zoo. Good morning.
Good morning.